From stories about animals and birds to tales of kings and queens, let your child listen to them on Bal Gatha, the podcast that not only entertains but also educates your child.
A folk tale from Myanmar. Once upon a time, in a little village on the banks of the Irrawaddy River, there lived a young woman called Wooza. She was very happily married to a handsome young man, Thingy. But there was one problem that nagged Wooza. Her husband believed he was an alchemist and would spend all his time dreaming about ways to turn dirt into gold. All day and for days on end, Thingy spent his time in experiments, searching for a breakthrough. Soon all their money was over, and young Wooza had to struggle to buy food for the two of them. She became very worried. "You should find a job soon," she pleaded with her husband. "We cannot continue like this." But Thingy wouldn't listen.
"I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. Why do I have to work when we will be rich beyond our wildest dreams? We will soon be able to turn all the dirt we find into gold."
Disheartened, Wooza approached her father, wise old Thet, for a solution. Thet was surprised when he heard that his son-in-law was an alchemist. He thought for a while and asked to see Thingy. Wooza returned home happily that day, for she knew her wise father would have a solution. The next day, Thingy arrived at his father-in-law's house, fully prepared for a scolding. He was taken by surprise when Thet took him aside and whispered,
"When I was young like you, I also was an alchemist."
The two of them spent the whole afternoon discussing Thingy's work. Finally, the old man stood up and said,
"Why, Thingy, you've done exactly like I did when I was your age. You are definitely on the verge of a breakthrough. Congratulations! But you seem to be lacking one very important ingredient in your experiments. You will need this when you finally turn dirt to gold. Only recently did I discover it. But I am too old for this task. It requires enormous effort."
"Then let me do it for you, father," cried Thingy. He was really excited. All his efforts would pay off at last. "Tell me what the ingredient is."
"Good, you are excited," said Thet. He leaned closer and whispered, "Son, the secret ingredient is a silver powder that is found only on banana leaves. You will have to plant the bananas yourself and cast certain spells on them. Then, as the plants grow, the powder on the leaves will gain magical powers."
"How much of this powder will we need, father?"
asked Thingy excitedly.
"A kilo,"
replied Thet.
"A kilo," cried Thingy. "That would require hundreds of banana plants."
"I'm afraid so, son," said the old man. "That is why I can't complete the task myself."
"Don't lose heart, father,"
said Thingy.
I shall.
Later that evening, the old man taught his son-in-law the magic spells and loaned him the money to start the work. The very next day, Thingy bought a small field near his home and cleared it. Just as he had been instructed, he dug the ground himself and planted the saplings after carefully chanting the magic spells. Every day, he went to the field and examined the saplings. He kept the weeds and pests away diligently. When the plants grew and bore fruit, he carefully collected the silver powder from the leaves and kept it safely in a box. There was hardly any powder on each leaf, so Thingy had to buy more land and grow more bananas. But he was determined to do what was needed. It took him several years, but at the end of it all, he had managed to collect enough of the magic powder. He rushed to his father-in-law, excited as never before. He would soon be able to make gold from mere dirt.
"Father, finally, here is the kilo of magic powder," he cried.
The old man was filled with joy.
"Wonderful," he said. "Wonderful. You've done well, Thingy. I am proud of you. Now, I will show you how to turn dirt into gold. But first, let's get Hooza. We need her help."
Thingy was a little puzzled, but without losing any time, he ran to his wife and was soon back with her.
"Hooza," asked the old man, "what did you do with the bananas when your husband was collecting the powder?"
"Why, I sold them, father," replied Hooza. "That's how we earned a living."
"Then you must have been able to save some money too. Thingy grew more than enough bananas,"
the old man continued. "Yes, I did," replied Hooza.
"Can we see it?"
asked Thit.
"Of course, I have kept it safely at home," beamed Hooza. The three of them went to Thingy's house, where Hooza produced several bags from the loft where she had kept them safely. Thet opened one of the bags, peered inside, and smiled. He then emptied one of the bags on the table. Gold coins tinkled as they fell in a huge shiny heap. Then he went to the field and came back with a handful of dirt, which he placed next to the heap of gold.
"You see, Thingy," he said, turning to his son-in-law, "you have changed dirt into gold."
Never after that day did Thingy collect any more magic powder, but he continued to grow more bananas. His alchemist father-in-law had taught him the best way to turn dirt into gold after all. He didn't need the magic powder anymore. Bananagic. After Thingy's magic powder from bananas, how about surprising your friends with some magical bananas? Tell them about a new variety that you have just discovered, one that grows in slices. To make your own magical bananas, you will need a few ripe bananas, a toothpick or sewing needle. Here's the method to make it.
First, push the toothpick into the banana somewhere along the seam. Next, without taking it out, carefully rotate the toothpick left and right inside the banana. You should cut all the way through the fruit, but not through the peel, mind you. Also, try and keep the toothpick hole as small as possible. The smaller, the lesser it is to be visible. Remove the toothpick and repeat the above step at another spot on the banana, say after an inch. Keep making internal 1-inch slices until you have at least 5 or 6. Do these 2 steps with all the bananas that you have. That's it. Your magic bananas are ready to eat. Offer the new variety to your friends while telling them a big story about how you discovered them in the field nearby. When your friends peel the banana, imagine the look on their faces when they find that it is already sliced. While inside the skin, isn't that some yummy banana magic?
Did you like today's episode? If so, we would love to hear your feedback. You can leave a review on your favorite podcasting app or website, or visit balgatha.com/review, where you can leave us a message in audio, video, or text.
Balgatha, Veer Gatha, Dev Gatha, and Fairy Tales of India. Brought to you by Gatha Story. Balgatha is a podcast of bedtime stories for kids. Veer Gatha celebrates bravery. Dev Gatha brings to you mythological stories in a new avatar. And Fairy Tales of India, the world of magic and drama. These podcasts are available exclusively on Spotify.